This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire and rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7 to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women driving the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers from the post office, hauling the mail wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel where it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers. Thanks for tuning in, guys and gals, and our Amazon drivers. And to Covington, I hope you made it home safely for Christmas. I'm pretty sure you did. But anyway, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also find us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter, on True Social, on Twitter, and you find us there as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, let's go over to the telephone line, and we got Kyle Warner, professor of politics out there in California. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I've had a request, Kyle. I played this last week a couple of times, and I'm going to play this again. It's from one of our contributors, Ron Edwards. People liked it. They want to hear it again. So here we go. Give us a listen.
Hi, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
There you go. What do you think, Kyle?
There's Ron. That's right. And that's right. Well, we wish Ron Edwards, hope he had a Merry Christmas and certainly a Happy New Year.
He had something. I forget what it was, but I heard from him. And he was talking about, you know, how cold it was down here and the fact that I put it out there on the Internet that I had lost high power. And he says, well, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? And I says, well, I'm going to go to the only safe and secure place that I know, since I can't get into a hotel or a motel, because all the rooms were booked. So I came over to the radio station. It was very comfortable. Thank you very much.
Well, sure, that's right. You got all the comforts of home there.
right, we just heard from Mr. Mark in Clearwater, and he's saying, yes, that was Funk 49 from the James Gang's second album, released in 1970. And, of course, that is Joe Walsh on guitar. Sounds like a Les Paul guitar with a natural strip distortion. Now, he goes on to say he missed another album with the James Gang, then went on with a solo career, and for a while, I'm sure you remember Rocky Mountain Way. Yeah, I do, where he plays through a thing that sends a sound through a tube that goes into his mouth. Yeah, I know that he can call he can call mouth words into the microphone. I saw him in a concert through his solo career, then once with the Eagles. And he says he joined the Eagles in time to record the Hotel California album. Okay, that's Mark over in Clearwater.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Well, yeah, I think what he's talking about is a vocoder.
Yeah.
Vocoder. And then, of course, was Peter Frampton also used the vocoder he was almost a virtuoso with it, with his Do You Feel Like We Do song.
Well, the Rolling Stones and I'm not sure if it was Grand Funk Railroad or one of the groups had that and used it for a while. So, yeah, and some of them still use that. Wait a minute, I know who it was, the Animals.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, you see these things pop up from time to time, too, even in some modern bands might use it from time to time.
Sure. I'm just looking to see here. Good morning to Elizabeth, our little pal. She's saying howdy, howdy, howdy. So good morning to her. And we appreciate all the different things that go on. All right, back to the news that is news. Russia has hit Ukraine again with missiles, killing another 16 civilians, while talking again about peace talks with the Ukraine. Now, Kyle, is there ever going to be serious peace talks between Russia and Ukraine? I doubt it.
The only way there could be serious peace talks, Captain, is if and when Vladimir Putin's Russian forces, are driven out of Ukraine. Overall, Ukraine is having some very good results with that. And, of course, we see Vladimir Putin continue to try to go after civilian targets. And, obviously, I think that's really telling in terms of where Vladimir Putin thinks he is in this whole thing about invading Ukraine. But no, there won't be any serious peace talks because, number one, Vladimir Putin will want to keep everything that he's already controlling.
All right.
It's not going to be going.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more. And Kyle warned the professor of politics, too. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All right. We want to say a special shout-out this morning to our friend George the Godfather on his way back from the Big Apple, New York City. Coming back down to Florida, he was up there with his family over Christmas, and that's really nice. You're able to do that, George. Be careful coming home. You're going to find some ice on the roads as you come down through the Carolinas and down into Georgia, and there is some weather in Georgia right now. You probably won't be there when you get there, but it's there at the moment. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, he also has another website called MyStore.com. Now, at either one of those websites, you can use the promo code CAPTAIN to take advantage of what's there and save a bunch of money. Now, the savings start at 30%, 50%, go on up to 80%. And you can really get some tremendous deals with the buy one, get one, too, the BOGOs that are there. But it's all by going to the websites and then going into the radio listener specials page and using the promo code CAPTAIN to get the prices. No promo code, no special prices. So you can either use the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 to get the great radio specials that they have there. And I told you about a special in hour number one. I'm not going to tell you about anything in particular this time. Just to tell you that the prices in there and the products in there are unbelievably, unbelievably affordable. I mean to tell you, big-time savings on what's there. So, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN,
telephone number 800-641-5459. There you go. Happy shopping and save you some money while you're out there. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, at least 21 illegal immigrants are safe, and two suspects are currently in custody after the FBI conducted a raid on a Fort Worth, Texas home shortly before Christmas. Now, the agency believed that the home was used as a stopping point in a human trafficking scheme. And not only were there some adults there were some children there who may have been trafficked by these people that were in there. Don't know for sure, but they certainly weren't there with a family.
That's true. And, Captain, Americans understand why people want to come to this country. They completely understand the motivation for that. But what they cannot abide, Captain, is the trafficking of humans, of children, in order to simply, you know, because these people are not coming into this country, are not being brought into this country to get a better job or have opportunity. They're being brought in for nefarious purposes in this case, and everything, every single resource we can do to stop that is what we need to do.
Now, there is a lawsuit going on in Michigan between a Catholic school and the state of Michigan against Michigan officials and their state sexual orientation. Now, the state wants the Catholic school to cease their teaching and practicing the Catholic faith and close its doors forever because they don't get along with the new gender identity law that violates their religious beliefs.
You know, Captain, this is something I think we're going to see more of. The idea, of course, we've heard now for generations that the church simply cannot tell the government what to do. But now, of course, the idea was that the government couldn't tell the church what to do.
No, they can't.
But that's right. Well, that's been slowly eroding over time. And here, this, we're going to start seeing these kinds of things where, the church cannot teach its historic doctrines, which are based in the biblical sources and so forth, without running afoul of the government's viewpoint. And so this sets up what unfortunately will be some very, very not pretty showdowns, I'm afraid.
As long as they're not preaching the overthrow of the government, they're okay to do what they're doing, so they should be left alone.
Well, generally speaking, of course, but eventually, Captain, what happens when every single doctrine or the key doctrines of the church simply become reclassified as hate speech? You know, the church doesn't teach hatred, by the way. The church teaches love. The church teaches forgiveness. The church teaches, you know, we can go on and on if we want.
And also to respect each other.
And to respect one another. That's
yep.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And but when these things are classified as such, as hate speech, that then you're off and running to having a societal showdown.
Now, according to the latest Twitter files release, Twitter helped to manipulate the COVID-19 debate by relenting to government pressure and censoring content related to the virus.
Well, sure, of course. This is, we were just talking about the church, but now here we have an unholy alliance, right, between Twitter and government agencies.
And this would have been Jack Dorsey.
Exactly. After the acquisition by Elon Musk. These things are very concerning, should be very concerning to anybody who really truly values an open society with the ability to find out information and put out information that someone else just may not agree with. And again, we're not talking about running people down and being, the horrible racist things and these kinds of things that we see, unfortunately, on social media, but just information about what does this medicine do or does what about this disease and this kind of thing. But under the guise of, well, we have to protect everybody from misinformation, that's never been the American way.
By the way, Hollywood has lost more than $500 billion in market value in 2022.
Well, Hollywood has made some films that have tanked pretty badly. A lot of the times, Captain, I think we're finding that saying that's sort of a new saying now, go woke, you know,
they're catering to a small segment of the society and losing their proverbial butts.
Well, that's right. Big blockbuster after big blockbuster seems to be failing miserably. They're just not finding an audience. And it's not just about people not necessarily going back to the movie theaters because of COVID and so forth. I think some of these movies just aren't resonating. They don't have it was a time, Captain, that a powerful story, no matter what kind of special effects you had, no matter what other kind of thing, if it was a powerful story, it could resonate with people. But unfortunately, Hollywood, I think, is falling victim to the idea that they have to make only certain kinds of stories or movies, or only certain what they call the message. This is really hurting them, and the people are voting with their dollars.
Now, remember, we talked earlier in the first hour about China sending some 71 warplanes and 7 ships towards Taiwan simply because they could, and it totally red alerted the Taiwanese Air Force and the Navy, and they got out there and they took off like a bunch of wild rabbits and crashed one of their planes. The pilots weren't hurt, thank God, but crashed one of their planes, one of their fighter jets, and unbelievable, just unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right, but we do believe this, and that is one day it's, unfortunately, I hate to say it,
it's going to be real.
It's going to be real.
Yep.
Exactly. And so you have these sort of dry runs and probing and see what's the reaction going to be? What's the reaction going to be from the press briefing room at the White House? They look at this. They research it, and they know when they can go and do something. And I hate to say, I think we're getting closer to that day coming.
Well, they flew down the slot just offshore, right by Taiwan, the capital and all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is that over in Korea, they actually flew their drones over the top of the DMZ, crossed over the DMZ into South Korean airspace.
Very, very provoking. Very provoking. And can you keep doing this forever? Can you keep having these little violations forever? I just don't think so, because there's going to be a desperation on one side or the other. I don't think that's coming from South Korea, but North Korea, or even from China. They will eventually simply have enough of messing around with the idea of reunification.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a little break right here, and I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Busloads of migrants were dropped off in front of Vice President Kamala Harris's Washington, D.C. residence on Saturday. Victoria Adoni has more.
According to multiple outlets, three buses carrying 139 migrants from Texas arrived Saturday evening outside Vice President Kamala Harris's residence at the Naval Observatory. The weather was in the teens that night, and many were not properly dressed for the weather. They were given blankets and put on another bus bound for a local church. On Sunday, White House spokesman Abdullah Hassan called it a cruel, dangerous, and shameful stunt. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
They reportedly busted the area by Texas Governor Greg Abbott in his latest move to send people crossing the southern border to Democratic-run states. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran health care staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha. Tell them the captain sent you, and here's why. HeroesMile.com, and I'll spell the heroes for you because a lot of people get the word wrong. H-E-R-O-E-S, that's H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com, is a unique and highly productive adventure, a new way of being treated for PTSD, for TBI, for personal problems that you may have, perhaps with your spouse or your family or whatever. And they take a different way of, a different approach to doing things. First of all, you're going to be talking to counselors that have walked a mile in your shoes. These are former military and former first responders, could have been both in their lifetime, that know how to talk to their brothers and sisters. Now, this is important because many times, and you know, if you've been to the VA, many times you'll get somebody that's never walked a mile in your shoes or had the problems you've had. They've got a degree, that's it, and they really don't know what it is you're going through. These people do. That's the difference. So I want you to check them out online, heroesmile.com. That's H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com. One more time, heroesmile.com. And if you want to call them up and set up an appointment or go over and take the tour at one of their places, the number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2 on the phone number. HeroesMile.com. Check them out. You'll be so glad that you did, and I'm going to tell you, I'm proud to be associated with them. They do the right thing for all the right reasons, and you should check them out and see what they can do for you. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's extremely important when we talk about places like Carroll's Mile that we let people know that we understand that there's going to be problems. And it could be finances. It could be maybe you're having trouble trying to balance your checkbook and you need a little help and don't know what to do. Well, all those people are there to help you. So you don't know until you try, right?
Well, that's right. And, of course, the idea is you're not alone.
Nope.
And that's really important. Yeah.
Now, the Pentagon is upping the child care fees in an attempt to find, retrain, and retain quality caregivers. I don't know how raising the price of child care would retain anybody.
Well, yeah, I think you're right about that. Unless it just has something to do with making more money doing that somehow, in terms of taking care of the service people's children. But certainly, you know, anything that we can do to help make their lives easier, is worth it in my book, as far as the Pentagon budget is concerned.
Now, I believe it was last week the Taliban in Afghanistan banned the Afghan women from going to school, colleges, universities, and even high schools, right?
Right.
They can only go to a certain level, and it's like some sort of grade school level where they barely learn how to read, write, and speak.
That's right. A very, very limited curriculum and very limited opportunities.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, and not only that, just limiting the potential. And we've seen so much of this happen, Captain, with the Taliban, not just in recent times, but over many, many years. This kind of mentality is just so anathema to Americans and to people all around the world who love freedom and who understand that this kind of system is the wrong kind of system.
And they are violating what they told the West they were going to do, that they were going to let the women go ahead and get their training, their schooling, and this, that, and the other. They're violating what they said they were going to do.
And we're not surprised about that when
it comes
to the Taliban. Yeah.
Yeah, of course not. Now, long COVID cases are continuing to baffle scientists. We have people that have had COVID for going on a couple of years now. They can't seem to shake it.
Well, that's right. I think there's so many different factors that are involved. But also, I think one of the primary factors, Captain, is something hopefully we're going to get to the bottom of sooner than later, especially when the new GOP-led House is seated, and that is to really determine and get more information about the origins of COVID. It's not sitting, at least in my estimation, I don't think it was sitting under a rock for 5,000 years. Something is weird about this particular virus. We don't know how it's going to mutate. We don't know how it's going to affect all the population because it doesn't seem to be a naturally occurring phenomenon.
Now, U.S. retail stores their sales rose 7.6% between November 1st and December 24th. That's pretty good, right?
Well, under all things being equal, that would be great, wouldn't it?
However, inflation went up 8.5% at the same time.
Certainly. And this is where people are really finding it very difficult, especially this holiday season, to try to balance the idea of buying Christmas presents, for example, or for your family, your friends, your loved ones, whatever, at the same time paying the bills, making some kind of intelligent projection as to what your financial state might be after the holidays. Inflation is a very real thing. It's not transitory. It's not going away anytime soon. We're going to see more interest rate hikes by the Fed trying to tamp it down, quote unquote. I think we're in for a really rough ride, I hate to say.
And a Ukrainian drone yesterday hit a Russian bomber base fairly deep inside Russia.
Well, this is... I think we're going to see more of that kind of stuff, too. And Russia is now going to complain somehow that Ukraine is striking within Russia. It seems to me that, you know, this is one of the things that is going to tell Russia that they can't win this war, at least not with what they've done so far. And I say that qualifying it, knowing that at some point Putin could do something else very drastic having to do with weapons of mass destruction, chemical or even nuclear.
Now, we're hearing that China's frontline COVID workers are saying the hospitals are overwhelmed right now.
Well, that's what we're hearing. And, of course, China's trying to come to terms with its zero tolerance policy. And I think they've relaxed it in some way, shape or form recently. They can't keep locking down millions of people for the foreseeable future. That's just not going to work. So they are in quite a pickle. But the idea, of course, is that you have those who would say, well, if it's going to start up and get bad over there, quote unquote, it's going to come and get bad over here again.
And then finally, the Democrats have slammed the Christmas Eve migrant drop by Governor Greg Abbott of Texas off at the vice president's home.
Well, you know, I mean, this is the kind of stunt. It is a political stunt.
Too bad so sad.
That's right. In the true sense of the word, it is, but it's an effective one because what it does is it actually points out exactly what's happening, and it forces people like the vice president or other government officials to have to acknowledge it or deal with it in some way. They can't just and of course what they do is then they attack the governor. You know, somehow he's doing something that's terrible and this kind of stuff. They're just mad that they didn't think of this kind of thing first when it comes to political stunts.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. We're getting ready to go to break. And when we come back from break, of course, we're going to be having our Truckers Highway and Byway report. We're going to update the weather. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that real quick right now and tell you what I see real quick, see if there's any changes in this. And let's see. Yes, there are a few changes. Yep, there sure are. What I was talking about with the weather in the south has gotten a little bit more dramatic up there in the Great Lakes, too. And out there where you're going to be talking about in a couple minutes, the West Coast. Yep, the storm is moving in. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Nations, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box at DMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit head on by the DOT and blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trigger just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. He'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Yeah, Leland Martin, everybody. He's a working class. I haven't played that in a while. And Kyle, I don't know. I saw that lit up on the board there, and I said, I'm going to play that.
Very cool. No, it's good. It's a great song. Good to hear it again.
All right. Well, go ahead and tell us what's going on out west there, because we got a mess.
We do have a mess, Captain. We got all kinds of rain. We got snow. We got sleet. We got a lot of it, especially up in Washington State, up around Seattle, and, of course, right now, Portland, Oregon. If you're heading down Interstate 5 south of Portland, you're going to have rain almost the entire way down into Northern California and then parts of Central California as well, all the way down towards Merced, almost as far as Fresno. It's covering all of the northern part of the state of California. Our friends in Reno right now, looks like they've got 51 degrees. They've got rain and some snow showers, according to the latest forecast. And now, since last hour, we're seeing the rain come across most of I-80 up towards Winnemucca in northern Nevada. So please do be careful out there, because it is rain. It's rain almost everywhere throughout the Pacific Northwest and almost the entire top half of California right now. So do be careful out there as we see this atmospheric river, Captain, come in this week and bring these storms into the western area. So, of course, if you're near Reno, it means you've got some trouble on Donner Pass there. It's definitely slushy right now. It's about 39 degrees, so do be careful there. Looks like our other key mountain passes up in Snoqualmie Pass right now, raining, of course. Checking Cabbage, looks like it's saying right now partly cloudy and bare pavement, so at least you get a little reprieve there. But otherwise, we continue with our winter weather advisories all throughout the Pacific Northwest and also through places like Montana, where in Missoula right now they've got an avalanche warning. Also, Idaho Falls, be careful, dense fog there. And now back to the Captain.
All right, well, let's take a look at what's going on in the Midwest, because we start with the bottom part of Illinois, the very bottom part of Illinois, about the first 40 or 50 miles coming up out of Kentucky and coming over from Missouri. You've got some wet roads that were yesterday that where things were melting that now tonight have frozen over, so there may be some ice on the bridges and whatnot. Be careful. Half of Indiana coming south, same thing down to Kentucky. Western half of Kentucky, same thing down to Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, and about 50 or 60 miles into Tennessee, on down to the Mississippi line, same thing there. Mississippi, down about 40 or 50 miles into the state, same exact thing there. Over into Alabama, same thing. Over into Georgia, north of Atlanta, on up to the North Carolina mountains, you've got some icy conditions there, as well as some cold temperatures. By the way, cold temperatures prevail tonight in Georgia, Valdosta over to Brunswick, up to Tifton, on down into the northern part of Florida, over towards Jacksonville. Then you got some fog mixed into the mix there from Gainesville on down towards Ocala, so be careful there. We do have up in the Great Lakes, up on Lake Ontario, way up there, Watertown, up towards the St. Lawrence Seaway. We've got a winter storm warning still up there, and lake effect snow going on up there in that direction. Got some lake effect snow as well. Short patch there around Buffalo. It's been pretty much centralized there. We've got a winter storm warning up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. A lot of wind tonight on Lake Michigan. And that's about what we got that we're looking at the moment. Oh, wait a minute. There's one little patch there coming across from Galveston going inland about 40 or 50 miles where there is some unsettled weather, cold weather, and might be some moisture freezing on the road over there, too. So, Kyle, tell us why we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, number one, Captain, you want to go to the Pilot Flying J because you're going to be able to fuel up, you're going to get your supplies, and you're also going to be able to get something great to eat, especially something hot when these temperatures have plunged as they have. So definitely go to pilotflyingj.com, find the location nearest you, and don't forget to join the My Rewards Plus app. Start earning 4 points per gallon. Now try that after just 6 fills, I might add. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Go over there, check out his website.
TheKyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com, rather, KyleWarrenShow.com. Okay, now let's go up to the other line, pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
A little bit of a different change in the weather today.
Yeah, I think we're going up to, what, 64?
Today, but it's 45 right now, and there's no wind, thank God. Otherwise, we'd all be really chattering our teeth again. Okay, I want to start with North Korea, because apparently North Korea, and for that matter, China, they're both playing some dangerous games with the people that they would like to take out, namely Taiwan and, of course, South Korea. North Korean forces actually flew drones across the demilitarized zone into South Korea on Monday, which prompted the South Korean forces to scramble fighter jets, helicopters, and other aircraft to secure their airspace. Now, they chased some drones right out of the area, and they flew a little ways into South Korea to make sure that they'd left before they turned around and came back. That was a pretty dangerous move on their part.
This has been going on intermittently for a while. And we don't get any kind of, I guess, concern or statements out of the White House, much less the Pentagon or even the State Department. Not only just say, we're watching it closely. Well, I don't know what watching it closely means. So there's more information that's out there that, you know, our national security apparatus and our diplomatic people have, but they're just not going to say it. And I don't think the timing of this is suspicious. I think it's purposeful, since, you know, all eyes are on the conflict in Ukraine. We're entering a dangerous phase. I think that, you know, they keep saying, oh, this is, China can take over Taiwan by 2026 or something. I think it's they're manipulating it to be much earlier.
Well, China just by themselves sent 71 warplanes, 7 ships towards Taiwan just because they could, and then just Taiwan just went nuts, scrambled everything they had to go after them.
And that may be the ploy to see what's really over there and how everybody reacts. And, you know, right now, what is the reaction, you know?
Well, they acted very quickly. That's all I can say. One last little thing here. A Ukrainian drone hit a bomber base inside Russia yesterday, and it was one single drone that did that. So
Ukraine's not admitting it, but it's not the first time.
Nope. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. You'll be able to chat more with her. And if you want to call, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.